USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More severe weather is expected in the central United States today. Six people died Saturday when an EF3 tornado destroyed over a dozen homes in southern Iowa. Today, the severe weather will hit Arkansas and parts of Oklahoma and Texas. The pain at the pump continues. Gas prices across the United States are now averaging $4.01 a gallon. That's up 9 cents from Saturday and 18 cents from Friday. This as the talk to boycott Russia's oil continues, with former Trump advisor Stephen Moore reminding everyone.
Well, under President Trump, 14 months ago, the United States was independent of oil from Russia and Saudi Arabia. So I do believe that this situation we're in right now is a direct consequence of a radical green energy policy.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Republican governors continue to call on President Biden to increase U.S. energy production following the Russian invasion of Ukraine. CBS News saying 25 of the nation's 28 GOP governors have signed a statement urging the Biden administration to reverse his policies and restore America's energy independence. A new Rasmussen poll asked Americans, if a war breaks out in Europe, should the United States military be involved? 49% of voters said yes. The breakdown of the yeses by income level was significant, however. 37% of those making under $30,000 a year said yes, as opposed to 66% of those making $200,000 or more. Crews in Florida are battling 150 wildfires that are burning on over 12,000 acres. The Florida Forest Service has issued a wildfire risk statewide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The president says more money for COVID relief is needed.
According to the Biden administration, the United States will soon begin to run out of money to bolster COVID-19 testing supplies and to guarantee that uninsured Americans keep getting free treatments for the virus unless Congress swiftly approves another $22.5 billion. That's just a year after passage of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. The federal government and the administration say they've used up the money directly related to the COVID-19 response. Senator Mitt Romney and 35 other GOP senators wrote Biden and said before supporting any new money, they want a full accounting on how the government has spent the funds already provided. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
As the push for electric vehicles continue, a new study is out that has some people taking note. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Many electric cars are not making the grade in winter weather. Many EV owners are surprised to find out how much their car's driving range is compromised when it gets cold outside. Many Tesla models do better, only losing about 7% of their driving range when it gets cold. The worst performers are Chevy Bolt and Volt. The Mustang Mach-E and the BMW i3 lose roughly 30% of their range when the temperatures drop near freezing.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.